Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Friday afternoon heading into the weekend. You've heard the forecast. Really mild over the weekend. And then boom, Sunday, it gets cold during the day and damn cold Sunday night and Monday morning. All right. It's going to be a nice mild afternoon, mostly partly cloudy this afternoon. It is Free for All Friday on the show. So we've got a lot of stuff to get to. And we're not going to make it too serious this afternoon, but there are a few things we do have to talk about. We're going to get to some of the things that we didn't get to this week that we had hoped to get to, but we couldn't because other stuff came up. All right, right now, you need to reach over and crank it up because this is what you have been working for. All right, we are finally going to get to the topic of what to look for if your kids are online a lot. What to look for if you think they might become radicalized. You know, a lot of kids, you know, go off on their own and they're on their phones and you really don't know who they're talking to or they're in their room on their laptops or, again, they could be in the room with their phones too and they're talking to a lot of different people and you don't know who they're talking to. In fact, they don't even know who they're talking to. But there are attempts to radicalize people. So how do you know if your kids are being radicalized? We're going to tell you some things to look for and also we'll tell you some things that you can talk to your kids about today. Also, an idea for the kid that has everything. And a lot of kids have a lot. I feel badly for the kids that don't have a lot. You know, there are kids that will get one present for Christmas. Some kids might not get anything. And you know, it really breaks my heart. If there was a way I could make sure that every kid had a great Christmas, I would. I don't have the means. I don't have the money to do that. But I would be one of the good people if I had a lot of money. I would be one of the good people to have a lot of money. Because some people who have a lot of money are not good people. And they're not generous. And they're very greedy. But if I had the means, I would just make sure that every kid had a great Christmas. And it's just sad to think that some will not. Or some will be so excited with one toy. And then you've got kids, and maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your grandkids. They've got everything. They get stuff throughout the year. My grandkids are totally spoiled. They get stuff. I'm about to put a package in the mail to them today with a couple of things that I bought for them at Bucky's and a few other little items. That's not even their Christmas present. So what do you get for the kids that have everything? Well, there's an idea. And interestingly, my daughter-in-law was talking about this a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about what I can get my grandkids for Christmas. And she said, well, what about this? And she said, I think this would be better. So she's thinking along the lines of what people are talking about now in terms of what do you get the kids that seem to have everything. So we'll talk about that this afternoon for sure. The president is talking about how there is a congressman and his wife might be happy if he got shot. I mean, this is crazy. But the president is talking about the wife of a congressman who was shot, and he says, I know many wives who wouldn't be crying if their husband was shot. Now, if you're in that situation, I mean, I would hope that you would get a divorce and get out of that situation. Jimmy Kimmel did a lot of joking about Donald Trump's $1 million gold card. The gold card is out there. So if you have $1 million, you can get the president's gold card and come to America, which seems to defy the idea that we're trying to get rid of people who don't belong here. We're trying to get rid of bad people. We're trying to make sure that you come into this country the right way, and paying your way into this country, in my opinion, doesn't seem to be the right way, because not everybody with $1 million is a good person. So we'll talk a little bit about the gold card. So this this leader of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. Nicolas Maduro is holding a sword, and he's talking about smashing the teeth of the United States after the seizure of the Venezuelan oil tanker the other day. You know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I'm not really sure there's much Venezuela can do. I mean, they don't have a military that stacks up to our military in any way. So I mean, we could put in our bench players. You know, we wouldn't even have to put in the first team. You know, we could put in the second team, third team, and they could take care of Venezuela. But the problem I have with this tendency toward maybe some kind of conflict with Venezuela is American men and women would go into combat situations, and that's a situation where somebody might get killed because we shoot at them, they're going to shoot back at us, and they might kill American men and women. That's somebody's mother. That's somebody's father. That's somebody's son or daughter or cousin or loved one. So, you know, this idea of just you know acting tough with this guy in Venezuela. Yeah, well, you know, we'll send the troops in. You know, that's not something that can easily be done. So there are some new pictures out concerning the Epstein files, and the president of the United States is posing with a lot of young women. Now, their faces are blurred out. We don't know how old they are, and we don't know if anything bad happened. We just know that he was with them. He was with these girls that he took a picture with, and he was with Jeffrey Epstein. And there are about 19 images that have come out. This is for the House Oversight Committee. And Bill Clinton, Steve Bannon, Woody Allen, and David Gates are among those who are also pictured. Now, we know that Bill Gates, did I say David Gates? I said David Gates. David Gates was the lead singer of Bread. You know, every once in a while, the band Bread. Every once in a while, you know, when I'm doing this show, sometimes just a name from the past will just slip into my mind, since this is just, you know, ad-libbed and we're not, you know, structured. So, you know, because of my music history, sometimes I'll slip in the wrong name because it's some musician that comes to mind. But anyway, Bill Gates is there. And we know Bill Gates is a horn dog. I mean, we don't know from personal experience, but there's been a lot of information out there that he's a total horn dog. So the only person on the list, the only person in the picture, in these Jeffrey Epstein pictures, the only person in a picture that really disappointed me, and again, we don't know if any of these people did anything wrong, but just associating with Jeffrey Epstein, you know, anybody who associated with Jeffrey Epstein should want to go home and take a shower, because he's just a sleazeball, was a disgusting human being. The only person in a picture that disappoints me is Sir Richard Branson from Virgin Records and Virgin Airlines, and just the guy from the UK who has just done so much. He's in one of the pictures, and it looks like he's on the island or in an island type setting, and maybe it is the island. So that's the only one that really surprises me and disappoints me. Steve Bannon, I don't expect anything good from him. Bill Clinton, horn dog. Woody Allen, horn dog. And we know Woody Allen likes him young, so you know, it's possible that, you know, Jeffrey Epstein helped pick these people up. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that this afternoon. Hey, if you weren't with us yesterday, or if you want to relive it. Yesterday, we opened the show talking about these two military cargo planes that I saw circling around New Orleans at a very low altitude. And they continued to circle around the city, and they went one way, and then they went around another way, and they were circling around the city. Apparently, they went to the North Shore and buzzed the North Shore and then went across Lake Pontchartrain and then started circling the city. Well, when we called the Naval Air Station in Belle Chasse to inquire about the military planes, they didn't know anything about it. So that made me even more curious. Well, they did tell us that it was part of an Air Force wing from Kiesel Air Force Base in Biloxi. Then we called them, and then Ian got the information that it was the 403rd wing of the Air Force Base at Kiesel in Biloxi, and that they were on a quote-unquote training mission. For what? Well, we don't know. Possible mission in Venezuela? I don't know. But anyway, we had a lot of fun talking about that in the beginning of the show, so I wrote a very brief introduction to it, and we've linked that to the opening of the show yesterday. So if you didn't hear it, you just want to enjoy some good radio. It was just a fun, total ad-libbed radio, and it was yesterday, but it's on our website right now at WWL.com. It is probably also linked on the Scoot on your Facebook page where you could listen to it and then comment on it. There was a threat to UNO earlier today, and UNO had to be evacuated. Ben Franklin High School was then closed, and apparently it was a phone call from a former student that gave some threat about burning down or blowing up a building at UNO, but they felt like it was credible enough. And so they decided to take it seriously, and they evacuated everything. Also, fired Michigan coach Sherrone Moore is in court today being arraigned on assault charges. Apparently, he's being arraigned on charges of stalking and breaking and entering, getting into a home where there was a female, and he's accused of assaulting this female. Apparently, he is now out on bond or will be out on bond soon. But, you know, this is just one of those horrible, horrible situations that men get themselves into. And, you know, God, man, if you can't control yourself, I mean, who are you? You can't control yourself? This man is married with, I think, three daughters. I mean, can you imagine how crushed they are? You know, kids look up to their parents. If you're a parent, chances are you're a hero to your kids. So before you go on thinking with your other brain, your other head, then think about your kids and think about what you do to them. Because in many cases, you are their hero. And this guy has three daughters. And so, I mean, I don't care how hot somebody is. Just think about what you're doing. The head coach was booked. This is following a 911 call reporting a knife threat and stalking. And so now, after a lot of coaches have already settled, including Lane Kiffin, Michigan, I mean, a football powerhouse, Michigan is looking for a new head coach. So we'll talk a little bit about that. The Saints are in the Caesar Superdome Sunday afternoon against the Carolina Panthers because the Falcons, with a last-second field goal last night, the Falcons beat the Bucs in Tampa Bay last night. Man, the Bucs have just totally fallen apart. I think they've lost two in a row at home. And I hate the Falcons winning, but, you know, this boosts Carolina. So now Carolina's in first place in the division, and many people, I remember at the beginning of the season, many people picked the Falcons to win the NFC South. So it just goes to show you that anything can happen in the NFL, and I love the playoff scenario right now because there are so many teams that even if they are in the lead and own their division, they don't own it by much, and there are a lot of teams right behind them ready for a wild card spot, or they're still in the hunt. So over these next few games, a lot of stuff can happen. I know the Saints aren't in it, but I am totally invested in the NFL. I'm enjoying it. It is a great escape for me. I enjoy watching the games. I wish the Saints were competitive enough this year to be in the playoffs, but they're not. But the Carolina Panthers are in a position to win the division and go to the playoffs. And we play them Sunday in the Dome. They have a lot to play for. They still have to protect their position because I think they're just a half a game ahead of the Bucks. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they're just a half a game ahead of the Bucks. And you know what I found out yesterday? I think this was broadcast. No, I was listening to it on the radio before I got home. Do you know what one of the names that was being considered for the Carolina Panthers instead of Panthers? No, it was for Tampa Bay. One of the names that was considered for the Tampa Bay Bucks instead of the Buccaneers was the Tampa Bay Coastal Tides. That was one of the possibilities of their team name. The Coastal Tides. The Coastal Tides have a 1st and 10 on the 24. You know, the Coastal Tides? I mean, how could that have even been considered? Really, really dumb. But anyway, so the Saints play the Panthers. Can the Saints beat the Panthers? Yes. Will the Saints beat the Panthers? Yeah, I think so. I'm not positive, but I think the Saints beat the Carolina Panthers Sunday in the Dome, and I'm hoping that we start to see this progress. And I have this sense. I had it before and lost it, but I've got it back again. I've got this sense that the Saints are progressing, and that they're going to be different at different intervals with the Saints progressing. There will be times when it seems like, okay, this is a tipping point. This is a moment where, yes, things are going to really start to get better. I think we might be there now. So we'll see what happens. But if you're planning on going to the game and look, tickets, off-market tickets are really, really cheap. So this may be an opportunity to take your kids to a game if you couldn't afford to do it before. All right, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It is free for all Friday. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well.
Yeah, it was nice seeing you last night at the WWL Christmas and Holiday Party. It was also the Odyssey Party, so there were people from all of our stations, B97, Magic 101.9, and Bayou 95.7. Everybody was there last night. The dinner was at Vaca's Steakhouse.
Vaca's Steakhouse.
Yeah, it's where the Pepper Mill used to be, Severn and West Esplanade. The service was good. They gave everybody 3 drink tickets, which is why Coleman didn't want to go, because he thought he could only have 3 drinks.
That's not enough tickets.
Well, actually, they stopped taking tickets. I was going to sell mine toward the end of the evening, but they weren't worth anything because they really stopped taking tickets.
Yeah.
And I mean, people, I could not believe how many martinis some people drank last night.
Well, you know, like you warned everybody on the air yesterday, you know, it is a holiday party. It is time to cut loose. But remember, it's still a work event.
That's
because we're not on campus doesn't mean we're not at work.
That's right.
Mind your P's and Q's. Don't be popping off or, you know, making a fool out of yourself, which fortunately nobody really did.
No, and really. There was no dancing, so no opportunity for that.
Kicks.
Look, I would love to. We're going to try later to just to say thank you to everybody who was there last night. I'm going to try to mention every name. You can help me with this.
I know every single person.
I think so, too. I think between the two of us, we can name everybody who was there last night.
I think so, too.
And I think we should. Might not know last names for everybody, but at least we'll just do first names. But I want to recognize everybody who was at the Odyssey Holiday Christmas Dinner last night at Vaca Steakhouse. I'll tell you, that is the best bread pudding I've ever had.
Brother, you telling no lie. The bread, I mean, I was already so happy with the meal. I got a couple Negronis, and I had the steak, and I had the crab cakes, and the fried onion rings, and everything. The soup, the French onion soup was so delicious. And I was like, man, it can't get better. And then they brought out the bread pudding. And that was the best bread pudding I think I've ever had.
You know, bread pudding is like gumbo. Everybody makes it differently.
Oh, yeah. Bread pudding goes around.
And so this was like, it was very light. It looked the color of custard. And it had like the brown raisins in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't as thick and dry as some bread puddings can be. It was totally moist. And I mean, it was delicious. Moist. So if you go to Vaca Steakhouse, man, get the moist bread pudding. Bread pudding.
Yeah,
it's
make
awesome.
Sure you say moist to the waiter
with
a couple
moist
times.
Bread pudding.
I heard about the moist bread
That's
pudding
right.
on the air. Give me the moist pudding.
Hey, I want to say good afternoon to Brenda. Brenda was celebrating her 83rd birthday, and I walked to the bathroom.
Get out of town.
And her group stopped me. They had like a ladies' night out celebrating Brenda's birthday, but Brenda's a regular listener to our show, and then there was another table that stopped me, and I didn't get their names, but thank you guys for listening to our show on a regular basis, and it was nice seeing you last night.
I know we're extremely late, but I'll be fast about this. You know, just about every culture in the world, in all of history, has some version of bread pudding, because everybody's got some sort of grain or bread product that gets stale, and they can't eat it regular ways anymore, so they find a way to repurpose it by putting something else into it and turning it into a new dish. So bread pudding, you know, while we think about bread pudding, you know, Creole tradition, that sort of thing, cultures all over the world, there are different cuisines. Everybody's got their own version of bread pudding.
Now, here's something that you might not know about, not being born here.
Yeah.
I know about this, and I don't know if even everybody who lives in New Orleans knows about this, but there's a breakfast item that is local, and I used to see it at a place in the Quarter, and I forget the name of it. It might have been the Coffee Pot in the Quarter, but there are very few places where you can find it, but lost bread is
lost
like a
bread?
Lost bread.
What is that?
I don't know exactly what's in it. It's kind of along the lines of French toast, but it's lost bread. I guarantee you somebody listening right now knows what lost bread is. It tastes great, but I don't know exactly what's in it. So I want somebody to text in the Open Heart text line, 504-260-1870. And tell us what's in lost bread. But when I would see that on the menu, I would get it. And I remember it being along the lines of French toast. But lost bread is a local favorite that you really don't find anywhere anymore. But it's really, really kind of cool. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you want to join us, Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back here on WWL. All right, it's a holiday season. How you guys doing? Y'all okay? You guys okay? Yeah. Good. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
I'm all getting right. ready for Christmas, man.
Yeah, cool, man. Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want it too. Yeah, I bet fired Michigan coach Sharon Moore wishes he would have kept his hands to himself. Apparently, he was in somebody's home and there was a knife threat. And apparently, he'd been stalking this woman for months. And now TMZ Sports is reporting that the suspect's wife is saying that he is suicidal because he lost his job. Well, maybe he's also suicidal because of what he did to cause his job to be lost, or what he allegedly did. But, you know, this is just such a screwed up situation. And this stuff doesn't have to happen. You know, men don't have to do this. And, you know, if you are tempted in any way to do something like this and to think that you're going to get away with it, man, you got to think again. All right, we got to find out what is in lost bread. I remember this growing up in New Orleans. It was on menus, but I just don't see it on menus anymore. And if it's on a menu anywhere, let me know where that is. But it seemed like it was related to French bread, but it was different. And there was a place in the Quarter, maybe back in the 80s, that I remember that had lost bread. Now, I haven't been to this place in a long time. Maybe they still have it. I think it was the Coffee Pot or someplace like that in the Quarter. It was a little place on a side street in the French Quarter. But lost bread is like it's a local favorite. So what is lost bread? Let's go uptown to Lewis. Lewis, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. Hey, Lewis. This is Lewis. Lost bread is the English translation of pain perdu.
Okay, and what is that?
Which is the French way of talking about, and we call it today French toast. It's really the same thing.
Okay.
People make it different ways, but my grandmother used to make it. My mother used to make it. I'm an oldie in New Orleans.
But
isn't it pain perdu, lost bread, and then. Lost bread.
But isn't it all
one and the same, really.
But isn't it made with French bread rather than like just regular a slice of bread?
Gilaire?
Yeah. Isn't lost bread made with... All right. Well, anyway, Lewis can't hear me for whatever reason. So I think lost bread... Now it's coming back to me. I think lost bread is essentially French bread. I'm sorry. It's essentially French toast, but it's made with French bread instead of like a slice of bread. Let's go to Reserve. And Benny, you're on WWL. Benny, what do you know about lost bread? Hello, Benny.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, my name's Reuben. It's not Benny.
Okay, Reuben. Well, go ahead, Reuben.
As kids, when we were growing up, parents who came out of depression and didn't waste nothing.
Yeah.
So when a French bread was too stale, I was always understanding. Now, the other gentleman might have a better explanation. I was always understanding that the bread wasn't lost, because you could use it for something else to feed your family.
Okay. Yeah, there were terms.
So
there were times when there were times when people didn't want to waste anything. You know, we're different today. We'll waste everything, which is a shame.
Correct. Yep. So you would take a slice of the old French bread and dip it in an egg batter with cinnamon, and then you'd brown it in a frying pan coated with butter until the firmness that you wanted. You know.
Okay.
It was great tasting stuff, and we ate it till sometimes we got sick.
Wow.
So you make a lot of it, and it was one of the things that you don't see anymore, just as you said.
Yeah, it's like it's like French toast, but made with French bread, right? Man, I don't know what's going on with
our
phones.
What is going on?
I'm sorry, Ruben, I'm sorry. Our phones are totally screwed up here. I don't know what's going on. I can hear them. They can't hear me.
I'll figure it out.
Okay, let's go to a couple of the text messages. Well, we got to get to a break here. Let's get to this break, and then we'll try to figure out the phones. We apologize for that. And then also we'll get to some of your text messages. But, opening the show, I just was thinking about, we were talking about bread pudding. And then all of a sudden I remembered something that I used to get in a restaurant, but you don't see it anymore. Somebody should bring it back. You know, somebody should bring back lost bread. My memory is it's like French bread, but it's made French toast, but it's made with French bread. And I just remember it being delicious, and you just don't see it on menus, and it's not the kind of thing that I'm going to cook at home, but it does sound like it would be pretty easy to cook at home. You take the French bread that you've used French bread, and then now it's getting a little stale. Well, instead of throwing it away, you use it because, you know, America used to be a lot more frugal than America is today. I mean, we waste so much food, it's really a sin. But there was a time when people didn't want to waste anything. And so when the French bread got a little stale, they just basically prepared it like French toast, and that was called lost bread. All right, you got a comment. The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We'll come back. We'll figure out our phones, but also we'll get to some of your text messages. You know, this fired Michigan coach, this happens way too often when men in powerful positions just use their power, or maybe it's their ego that just overpowers them, and they think they have a right to have sex with whoever they want to have sex with. And, well, another man is in trouble.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And yesterday we talked to Al Petrelli, who was one of the creators and is now still the director of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They're coming to New Orleans next Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Smoothie King Center. It's Wednesday, December 17th, and you can find your tickets wherever you get your tickets. But just Google Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets, and it is, don't let the word orchestra make you think this is boring. Man, this is a rock show. It is a Christmas-themed rock show.
Why are you throwing regular orchestras under the bus?
Well, I'm not, but when we were kids, we were forced to go to the orchestra, and it was boring AF. Now, I like the orchestra today, but people have an image of the orchestra. This ain't an orchestra like you think it's an orchestra. It is a rock show. It is a light show that would equal a Pink Floyd-type light show. I mean, it's truly an amazing experience, and it is... It is Christmas, it is rock, and it's amazing. So anyway, it's next Wednesday. This is one of the songs from The Ghost of Christmas Eve. It's the story of a teenage girl who left home, and she got into a fight with her mom and doesn't even remember why. But there's a story there that the music is woven around, and the story is it's Christmas Eve, and she wants to go back home to her mother. And it's a chilling, it's kind of a chilling thought and chilling story that this girl who had gotten into this big fight with her mom now wants to come home on Christmas Eve. And we all know how we feel on Christmas Eve. And sometimes you can't always be with the people you want to be with on Christmas Eve. So anyway, I love the musical. It's going to be here next Wednesday. And I just want as many people to know about that as possible. Shall we try the phone line again, Ian?
Dare we?
Okay, yeah, let's just try it and see. Let's go to Bruce in Luling. Bruce, first of all, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. I can hear you too. So let's see. What do you know about lost bread?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Bruce, hang on a second, brother.
Growing up, my grandparents made it for me, and it was nothing more than old bread that had dried a little bit, and it was a way of not wasting anything, and you would cook it.
Yeah.
And
can you hear me, Bruce?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, we're good. All right, go ahead.
I usually start with like a cup of sugar, generous cinnamon, eggs, milk, and vanilla extract, and mix. You make a slight liquid, and you dredge your bread in it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Fry it in a skillet with butter, and brown it on both sides, and serve it with we like steamed syrup and confectioned sugar, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Very easy. But traditional lost bread is French bread, more than sliced bread. But you could make it. You could do the same thing. I mean, it's essentially French bread that's made like French toast.
Right, and that's what it's called. But pampadou means sweet bread.
Okay. All right.
Pampadou is bread, and dou means sweet. Yeah.
All right. Bruce, I appreciate that. Let's go to Jason in Port Fouchon. Hey, Jason.
Hey, what's up? Ooh.
I'm good. How are you? It's Friday, Free for All Friday.
Yeah, I was calling about lost bread.
Okay.
My mama used to call that pampadou.
Yeah, and that's the definition of lost bread, right?
Yeah, what she always told me was that it was the leftover dough for making the bread, and they would fry that, and it was served out with syrup.
Okay. Well, you know, it sounds good. I just, when we were talking about bread pudding earlier, all of a sudden I had this memory of lost bread, which I used to get a lot when I was, you know, when I was married before, and then I was, late after that, I was dating people, and we go down to the quarter, and there was a place in the quarter where you could get lost bread, and I don't know if they even still have it, but it's kind of a lost art.
Yeah, I haven't, if my mom passed away, I haven't had that in a long time.
Yeah. I love your accent, Jason.
Appreciate it.
Okay, man. You have a good day. All right. Thanks for listening. It's Free for All Friday, so yeah, we can talk about anything. And you know what I love about the show is, you know, just something crazy like lost bread comes to mind, and we can talk about it.
Yeah, we spend so much time preparing for what we're going to talk about.
We got
to research the topics and read the articles, and we got to tell Diane what we're talking about. It's got to go on the day sheet, and then, you know, we're 2 minutes in, and suddenly the whole day is talking about bread.
Yeah, I know. It's so easy, but, you know, it all, really, what radio comes down to is just relating to the audience and just being relatable. And, you know, we can have stuff planned, and yes, Ian's right about what we do, but that doesn't mean that we're controlled in terms of what we talk about. We're free to talk about whatever we want to talk about, but we let Diane Newman, our operations director, we let her know what we're talking about, and then she puts it on the day sheet, and, you know, they keep track of what we talk about over the course of a year, for example. But yeah, we're not controlled, and I love the freedom that we have, and our responsibility is to the audience. But man, if something ridiculous like lost bread comes up, or something serious like cargo planes are circling over the city, you know, we're going to run with it.
We're a little bit controlled. You know, we need to get to break. So,
yes, okay.
So wrap it up here, Chatty Cathy.
All right. All right. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I can't find my calendar. Where is my calendar? It's Friday. It's easy to lose these things. Let me look very, very quickly here. Where is the Scoot on the Air calendar? All right, if I don't find it, just go ahead. And
just make something up. Just say...
All right, go ahead. Just start it. Look, I think it might have been on this day in 1970 when this was the number one song in America.
Sure, that's a good guess as any.
Sure. I think it was 1970, but hey,
it's Smokey Robinson's birthday.
Yeah, no, it's not his birthday. This is the day the song was number one, and I think it was 1970, but I could be wrong. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Nice.
Okay, I found the calendar, and yeah, it was on this day in 1970 that Smokey Robinson had the number one song in the country with Tears of a Clown. Also, on this day in 2020 on the calendar, one of the early celebrity victims of coronavirus was country star Charlie Pride, an African-American country star who just was very, very successful, even though African-American country artists were not that popular. Anyway, this is the day that Charlie Pride died from complications from coronavirus at the age of 86. All right, we've got to come back with a lot more this afternoon, so stay with us on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.